89.3 The Current. It's Thursday morning, time for the Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News is here. She's going to tell you what's out there this weekend. Marianne, how you doing?
Great. And let me tell you, it's out there this weekend.
Okay, good.
It is out there.
You can get out there and see something out there.
So first off, Shapiro and Smith Dance are performing at the Kohl Center for the Dance and the Performing Arts this weekend in downtown Minneapolis on lovely Hennepin Avenue. Shapiro and Smith Dance, how to describe them? I always feel like their work is like are think pieces. They're very intellectually engaged in the work they do. And so they're often talking about ideas. And it's not movement for movement's sake where it's, you know, sensual physical reaction, living in the physical world. They also have this sort of heady aspect to their work, which I find really intriguing and enjoy. So they've got two performances that they're presenting this weekend at the Kohl's, and one is called Tableau Vivant, and it's featuring all women. And they're, you know, Tableau Vivant is this old practice of people posing in historical settings, and sometimes it would even be in like parades going down a float or something, and sometimes they were controversial because it was during like the fight for women's suffrage and women were like in the nude representing an old painting, and so this time they're saying, well, instead of just holding poses, we're going to yank these scenes right off the 4th of July float and into the intimacy of the human experience. So it's featuring a full female company tackling these sort of historical tableaux. Then they have Ravel Times 3, which is music by Maurice Ravel. They're taking three pieces and composing or choreographing what they're calling excitingly intricate, sensual, and luscious.
You had me at sensual, but I'll stay for the luscious.
Excellent. So that's Shapiro and Smith Dance this weekend at the Kohl's. Then Venus de Mars, one of our favorite local transgender musicians, has had a big couple of years. Mm-hmm. I reported on Venus's whole tax audit situation.
That was a huge story.
18 months of dealing with the Minnesota Department of Revenue, and finally got an overturning of her original, judgment, saying that, you're not actually a real artist, you're a hobbyist. You know, she's released numerous albums, has worked here in the community for years and years, performs regularly.
Because the IRS is experts in what is art and what isn't.
Yeah, there's a whole lot there.
There were some big conversations were going around that story. But yeah. What's Venus been up to these days?
Well, Venus has put together a new album, acoustic album, and is going to be celebrating that this Sunday, Easter Sunday, at Bryant Lake Bowl and Theater. And so you can check out her new work. And I think she's seeing this as sort of her comeback. You know, she's produced a new album. She's out from underneath all of this. And so here she goes. So, yeah.
And that totally turns my idea of Venus totally on her head, because I don't picture acoustic music coming from Venus.
I know. Yeah. I know. But she was pushed by Jim Walsh to do this. And so Jim Walsh is actually going to be the opening act for her on Sunday at Bryant Lake Bowl. And she's really excited about this new album.
Acoustic. All right. Sounds great.
And finally, out there, Mr. Burns, a post-electric play at the Guthrie Theater. Now, this is,
imagine a world
in the apocalypse after a nuclear event, and the survivors who cling together reciting the stories, the only thing they can all remember, which is the Cape Fear episode of The Simpsons. And so this becomes...
Which totally explains the name of
the show. Yes, Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
And so this becomes the foundation for a new society. And so you see them as, 75 years on, when their pulp, our pop culture has become this new generation's mythology. So it's just... Talk about a wild story. Can you imagine if the Simpsons Cape Fear episode became the foundation for all society?
Sean, are you a Simpsons guy?
I'm a big Simpsons fan.
Yeah, Sean could live in this world.
Yeah,
I think
I would thrive in a world where Simpsons was the foundation of society.
Dope.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, that's the first word in the dictionary as opposed to a new word in the dictionary.
That would be God. Yeah. Nope. Yeah. So at any rate, that is at the Guthrie, and it's gotten some rave reviews nationally for this performance being just so interesting and such a great look at storytelling and the power of storytelling in our mm-hmm. lives, and then just such a quirky pop culture reference.
So. All right. New show playing at the Guthrie.
Mr. Burns.
Marianne Combs reports on the arts and culture scene. She stops by The Current on Thursday mornings, and she tells you what's out there. And there's some out there things going on this weekend. Thanks, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.